Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 148 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my buddy, my co-patriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Adam. How are you doing, my buddy?
So I just want to say up front that this opening segment, the opening bumper you just heard, everybody, about Cary, North Carolina.
It's a bloody lie.
It's a lie. Because I am in Jackson, Michigan.
Woo! You are here. We're face to face in the studio together.
That's right.
This is amazing.
And I'm using your studio equipment that you have put together. And it's kind of cool. I'm driving a new show in a new place.
It's so cool.
It took 6 months to get here.
You walked.
It's been a break. We took a break because I walked here.
Yeah.
Quite a journey. I actually came and surprised you. And that was cool.
Yeah. More than you usually do every day.
Right.
This was special. Yeah, definitely. You raised the stakes. Showing up at my co-working space and taking a picture of me, texting it to me. That was special. That was really good.
Maybe I'll put a picture. I'll put that photo in the show notes.
Okay.
So let me just say it.
I'm not sure you captured my good side.
Clearly. I just will give a quick update for those who know me. I like to surprise people. I travel for cheap or free. And on a daily basis, I want to give a little backstory of how this worked out. I look at my photos app on my iPhone and I type in the date of the day. I'll type in May 20th, 21st, whatever. And then based on whatever pops up for those photos, I look at all the photos of that day all the way back through like 2012. And I'll then send a photo, if it's relevant, to my family in a family group chat. I'll send one to you of like this today in 2017, wherever we were.
Right. Or it happens a lot. I get these from you all the time.
Right.
Because we've done so many things together.
Right. Or I'll do it to Dustin, you know, whatever. And I've actually sent one to Cami Chaos. I've sent them to people, right?
Yeah.
So what I did was when I came to your co-working space 2 days ago from the day of this recording, I snuck in 9:30 in the morning. I was behind you. I took a selfie with you in the background and I then sat down in the chair and I said, today, 2022.
Beautiful. Brilliant.
And
very clever. It took me a minute.
It took you a minute to realize, wait, that's right now.
Hold the phone.
Hold.
This guy is stalking me. Anyway, I'm bamboozled. I'm shocked. I'm stunned.
Yeah.
But mostly I'm very pleased.
Oh, good.
I'm delighted to have you here, my friend. We've done 148. This is 148 episodes of this here podcast.
Right.
And we've done, I don't know, probably half a dozen in the same room together.
Yes.
In that time.
And only half, yeah, probably six.
Probably. We did two or three live shows.
Right.
And we did one in your office in Cary, and we did one at Dustin's office, and we did one at the hotel room
of Adam Warner.
Adam Warner's hotel room.
Right.
So yeah, we're approaching, I don't know, six or seven.
Yeah.
In person episodes of 148.
I like them better when you're not in front of me.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I love this. Face to face is the only way to podcast now.
It is. Technically, I'll take a picture of this too. Face to face is not really, there's like microphone stands in front of us. It's a little cluttery. For my stylistic purview.
That's true. Maybe we should go back to virtual. I think you're right.
Go across the street. I'll Zoom you.
No.
So, right?
Anyway. I love recording in this little makeshift studio that we threw together with a friend. And I do a football podcast here with some other friends and a dad podcast with a different set of friends. And yeah, it's really fun to do this. And I've always wanted to do a Get Options episode here.
Right.
Here we are.
And then with that, let's see if I can't do this control board properly here. Whoops.
Yeah.
Didn't do it right.
Fail.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right. That worked out okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So what's new?
What's new?
Is that actually supposed to be news? Or what's, like, I don't know. We don't. Oh, yeah.
We forgot how to podcast in this.
Should we start this episode over? I'm kind of serious. That's a backup. Updates, okay. First and foremost. We didn't really talk about the updates. First and foremost, I'm here. Surprise. Cool. Second, you're shocked. Oh, I guess we kind of did the update. Okay. So what's new? Okay. Too many things. Oh, yeah. That's what it was. The news is this. 6 months, a lot has changed. Starting with WordPress 5.8, 5.9, 5.91, 5.92, 5.93. And then, of course, WordPress 6.0.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. We're up to date.
Cool. Yeah, that's why people tune into this program to get the news. There's no other way to get WordPress news than get options.
So. Right. So with that. So there's three changes I want to talk about, tell the audience about.
Okay.
They're all about you.
No.
Yeah. First and foremost, Kyle, change number one was what?
Let's see. Change number one. You're hinting at something. Like maybe the change since the last podcast?
I think a job change, yes.
Job change. Oh, yeah, I changed a couple of those.
So job change one, job change two.
Job change one and job change two. Okay. What was the first one? It's been so long.
So the acquisition.
Remember. Right.
So from company A, acquired by company B, that was like one. And then unfortunately, role was removed.
Yeah, there was no position
after
for
a few months.
Post-acquisition. Yeah, right. Yeah, sad day, sad day. Yeah.
And then you got another.
Whatever.
And then you got another role doing similar kind of work.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
At a smaller software company in the space. And you know, that didn't, that was kind of like a short-term thing. Didn't turn into a long-term thing.
Right.
And now
you're back to chilling with me.
Lately, I've been doing some freelance WordPress work.
Right.
Actually.
Which we'll talk about later.
Will we?
We will. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then change number three, since I haven't seen you in person in about 2.5 years, you've added 5 children. One of them in the last month.
Correct.
That's change number three. I'm going to say number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you're up to 6. Yeah. 6 kids.
Yeah, you've got to meet five out of six new kids on my on this trip.
It's crazy.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. Maybe this isn't the thing that most people do. But yeah.
How was COVID? Great. We had 5 kids.
Yeah.
I have missed this show. Let me tell you.
Life is different now. Let me tell you. Life is quite different.
No more Costa Rica press on the calendar.
I cannot believe this. I mean, if you would have told me that like just a couple of years ago that like, in 2022 in the summer, Kyle, you're going to be freelancing and doing WordPress work again, and you'll have 6 children, all under the age of 6. And yeah, and everything will be great. And you'll be managing.
Right. Crazy.
Getting by. Crazy. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. As far as other changes, also a lot of other changes in the industry, in our space, people move around to jobs. But again, it's been 6 months. I don't have a whole list of them. I am still doing what I'm doing, which is great.
It's amazing.
It's great. It's fantastic, I tell you.
I mean, we got to acknowledge the fact that you managed to go longer than I did self-employed.
Yeah.
Running a digital agency. I had done that before for 5 years, and you have gone over 5 years now. So here you are. You are the senior manager of a web agency in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm at 5.5, I think. September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
That's a lifetime.
I'm at 5 years, 8 months.
That and for people working with web clients, that's like 5 lifetimes.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. It hasn't been easy. The first year was hard. This last 6 months have been not ideal just because of just life. You know,
hard is the best you can hope for when it comes to WordPress clients.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm still at it. And yeah, you know, there's that. So.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Amazing.
Amazing. What you wearing, what you're
reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. Oh, to hear these little jingles again.
It's been a while, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. I'll go first here. So what I'm wearing right now is not a WordPress shirt. I have a WordPress hoodie. I have my WordCamp Birmingham hoodie over yonder. I don't need it right now in the studio. But I'm wearing a really cool. Why don't you read the shirt, what I'm wearing?
It's a beautiful red shirt. It's very cute. Looks good on you. And it says, I can't make everyone happy. I'm not bacon.
It's a great shirt. One of my favorite shirts. It was a Father's Day present like 2 years ago.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I'm drinking water, a nice cold bottle of water. Thank you. Uh-huh. And I'm reading actually a book about Buddhism.
Okay.
So I just don't know the title. It's in my bag, and I'm not gonna go get it right now.
Yeah.
So
cool. Yeah. Okay. As it happens, I'm not even wearing any WordPress swag
rookie
this time either. I do. I actually. Let me think. Let me look. What's my T-shirt? I think you got me this T-shirt. I am wearing.
I did.
Jermaine and Brett for
2016
business time.
Like an election shirt.
Yeah. Because I've always been a huge Flight of the Conchords fan, and it's a Flight of the Conchords T-shirt. You got me back in like a presidential year.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, it was very funny.
That's hilarious that you're wearing that.
Did you? Well, I don't know. I mean, I just grabbed a t-shirt.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's cute.
Yeah. And I've got my pizza socks on, I think. Or no, maybe the movie ones. Anyway, I'm drinking a beer, actually. The beer fridge is well stocked here in the studio. It's one of the perks of coming and recording here. And I've got a New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Experimental IPA. I like it.
It's a good looking bottle. I mean, a can.
Yeah, these are cool. This is tasty.
Yeah. I'm not a big IPA
guy. I'm reading.
Yeah.
Wizarding Glass by Stephen King. It is the fourth book in the Dark Tower series.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How were the first three?
Great. Each one is actually better than the last. This is one of those book series that, like, it just continues to get even better and more interesting.
Wow.
So I'm a big fan, committed to this.
Right on. Yeah. Awesome. Good to hear. Awesome. Yeah, I'm just doing the Buddhism thing right now. Just,
That's cool.
Yeah. That's all right. Cool. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
The time. This is really working, what we're doing right now. I personally think I've got a huge endorsement for what's going on right now. This thing that we're doing, I think it's working well. So I think it's time that we give this community what they want. We need to increase our commitment, Adam, right here, right now. Get Options is officially a daily podcast. Are you with me?
No.
Come on.
Okay, I'll play along. Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Or it's not that. It's actually... That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We reviewed them. And now it's time to give you some options. 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 Are you ready, Kyle? And actually, it's a second lie. Let me end this real quick here. All right, let me end that. It's actually the second lie of this episode.
Goodness, we got to stop that.
Stop
that.
It's the Get Lying Options podcast.
What?
I don't know. Because since it's been so long since we've done a show, I had some questions ready, but I decided we never did our predictions recap and review.
Right, that's episode. True. Longtime loyal listeners of the show will recall that we have an annual tradition of making predictions in one of our January or close episodes.
Yeah, end of December. Last episode, December usually.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that this last January because life happened. So, with that...
We were having a fight. We were not speaking terms.
I don't think that was true. I don't think that was true. So, I went back and I found my predictions from 2021.
I found mine as well.
And I found the ones I thought you would... We gave each other like five or six each as well.
Right.
Like, that we thought would happen for each other.
Right.
So, let's go through it. I think I won last.
I won last
did
year.
Did you?
I checked. I definitely
did
win last year. Yeah.
I think you might win this year, too. From 2021.
We'll see. I got a couple correct.
I did too. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go first here. So the personal ones for me, I'll just knock these out.
Okay.
Okay. My personal, first and foremost, I said I would sunset one, maybe two projects.
Okay.
And I did.
Oh, how many?
Two.
Two. Wow.
I sunsetted canyoustartyesterday.com.
Uh-huh.
And I said, stop hitting snooze.
Wow. You've been talking about that one since as long as I've known you.
Right. Yeah. So both are gone. I was surprised. I had to look it up. I'm like, did I get rid of two? I'm like, yes. Yeah. So that's the first one. I got a point there. I said I would launch one new site for money. Like the one new side project, personal thing.
Not a client site.
Correct. And I did.
Okay.
Yep. Runadam.run.
Oh.
Personal site. Okay. Has affiliates, has products and whatnot on it. Right.
All right. Sure. I'll count it.
Okay. I said I would learn guitar. I'm giving myself 20%.
Like, learn how to spell it.
Learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
I gave myself 25% of a single song that you sent me how to play. Now I can't remember what it was, though. But
Your
then I
Personal Jesus.
Personal Jesus by INXS.
Yeah.
But then I broke a string, haven't put new strings on since.
No, it's not INXS.
No.
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode. Yes, right. You're right.
Right.
But I broke a string as I was tuning it, and I haven't replaced the strings yet.
Oh,
it's
my still, God,
6 months
that's
later.
So lame.
I know.
Yeah.
Two more to go. I said I would learn a language as far as I think I said either or technical.
I think I called you out saying you were shooting a little bit.
I went high.
Learning guitar and learning a language in a year.
That did not happen. I'm giving myself 20% for the guitar. I practiced for a bit. I got okay.
I don't know.
10%?
I'm not giving you
half a point.
Percentages.
Okay. So I get like
maybe a half a point.
Half a
but
point.
I don't think you got half a point.
Oh.
I don't think you accomplished that much.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
And the last one was I said I cut my business debt by half. And I did not do that technically. I cut it down by about 30%.
And then increased it by 60%.
No. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, overall, I'm like at 25%. I think I have two and a half points out of like my seven. I went for a lot.
Are those all the
those are all mine.
Oh, those are just the ones for you.
For me, that I.
But you have more predictions.
I have predictions that I gave you.
Okay.
You want me to do those? You want to do yours about yourself first?
Let me do a few. I think I only have like seven or eight total predictions. I predicted that I would have more guest appearances on podcasts than you.
Did you?
I appeared on three in the year 2021. I was on three shows. Do you know how many you were on?
I'm thinking. Hold on a second. It's a crickets. I like this little board.
Do you think it was more or less than three?
Less.
It was less than three. Okay, so I'm giving myself a point.
Yeah.
I beat you there. I predicted that both of us would manage to speak publicly in the year 2021. I did virtually at two events, one of which was a WordCamp. You did not.
I probably also did not. Wait, I'd have to think about it, but I'm going to go with, since I don't know off the top of my head. Yeah. Dang it. That's another point for you.
Well, yeah. That's a half point because I predicted that you would.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to take a half point.
Okay.
About us, I predicted that you would tweet more than I did. And
I'm sure I did.
I'm not going to count tweets, but I'm sure you did.
100%.
That was kind of a gimme.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait. You get the point for that. Wait.
Yes. I actually predicted that we would find a way in 2021 to meet in person, and we did not. Mm-hmm. We did not.
Ha.
Unfortunate. Things didn't work out.
Yeah.
We skipped a year.
Yeah.
Two.
Two. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Any more?
Not that pertain to us specifically.
Okay.
Oh, actually, no one. I predicted I would write more blog posts than you.
Did you?
I wrote four.
Oh, I beat you.
How many did you write?
Like six or seven.
Oh, on the Adam, on the Run site.
Run, Adam, Run, and Concierge WP.
You think you wrote six or seven in the year?
Yeah, easy.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
That's fine. Wait.
What do you got?
I might have written a blog post for work. Maybe.
It only counts if you're still there.
No, that's not true. I don't think I wrote three. I think I wrote maybe like two in the year. Yeah, so that probably doesn't count.
Yeah.
I think you beat me. I think you beat me. So,
yes.
Bad prediction for me.
All right.
All right.
All right. So, the ones I had for you were that you'd get a dog.
Why?
Because I was thinking, you need a dog in your life. Your life was, in quote, in theory, is like so simple. You had Abigail. You had one kid.
Yeah.
Like, get a dog. Yeah, clearly. But the funny thing, the follow-up to that was this. So that's a no. I get no points. I have three more things in here for you. And I think two of them I get points for. But one of them, the second one is, it says no more kids. I don't know what I meant by that.
And we didn't have more kids in 2021.
Right. Oh, so I get a point.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We took four in 2020 and one in so far this year.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I also said you'll run a 10K. Did you run a 10K? By a 6.1 miles distance?
No. Dang. I would have loved to, but I didn't.
Yeah. And I also said you would be a guest on two podcasts.
I was a guest on three.
Perfect. Two or more.
Okay.
So I get a point there.
Yeah.
All right. So over the entire year, my total count, my stuff, your stuff, I have... actually, one of my other ones was, but for myself, was I'd get props.
You predict that every year.
Every year. It's just one of these years I'll do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Courtney Roberts is thinking, you know, I've given you opportunity, Adam. She's like saying this right now off air. You know, she's like thinking to herself, just do some documentation. She always hits me up on me. I'll do it anyway.
She's great.
She's awesome. So I got, let's see, I got how many points? I got 1 point, 2 points. I have four.
Did you have predictions for other things?
No, that's all I got.
Oh, you didn't have WordPress related?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do it this year.
Okay, for
that.
So I had a couple of those.
Yeah.
I predicted that there would be no IPOs in WordPress.
Well, I guess actually that's what it was. My project prediction was I would get props.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, when you got that wrong. Yeah. I was right that there were no WordPress related IPOs
okay.
in 2021. So I'm going to say I'm right there. Mm-hmm. I predicted, this was a unique prediction. I predicted that we would see the introduction of a new offering, a hosted WordPress platform that wasn't hosted WooCommerce or just generic hosted WordPress. It would have to be hosted something else WordPress. And Elementor introduced Cloud Elementor.
True.
I'm going to give myself a point for that. You can now go to elementor.com and sign up for an actual website hosted Elementor.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of those in the future as some of these popular platforms in the WordPress space begin to offer.
I'm going
to
do it.
A hosted
Adam offering. WordPress hosting option, something like
that. Yeah, or hosted Kitchen Sink plugin.
Right.
Nice. You could satisfy that.
Right.
So I'm going to say I'm right for that. Awesome. Way to go, Kyle. You're the best. I also predicted that the featured plugins would be different. This is kind of like a vague prediction, but it is something that doesn't change very much. So you know, to catch everybody up, you can go to WordPress.org and there's the page for all of the plugins, and there are different sections. Right now, the first section is block enabled plugins, and you can browse those that are block enabled. And there's popular maybe, and there's a featured section, and there's some kind of selection process for determining which plugins are featured. Last year there were 7. Those were Classic Editor, Akismet, Jetpack, BB Press, Gutenberg, Health Check, and Buddy Press. Those were predefined as featured plugins, whatever that means.
Right.
This sometimes is a contentious topic in the community. Like, what does featured even mean, and how do these plugins get picked to be the featured ones, and what's the criteria? It's very opaque.
Who's getting paid for this? What back office deal's happening?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, some of them, like Akismet and Jetpack, are literally commercial plugins. So how do we decide that they get to be featured? And what does that even mean to end users? It's a little bit of a weird thing.
Right.
I predicted that slate of plugins would change in the coming year. I was right. It is slightly different now. There are 2 additions, and I think there might be a subtraction, but the additions are now this rollback plugin is now a featured plugin, and Classic Widgets is now a featured plugin.
Huh.
Yeah, kind of interesting stuff.
That is.
So
you get another point. Man,
I get another point. So I think I smoked you.
Great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5.5 points.
I got 4.
Oh, all right.
Not bad.
I crushed you again.
Wow.
Are you going to predict that you're going to learn a language and learn guitar and get core props
again? I'm gonna predict that I attend 2 graduations. 2 of my kids will graduate next year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mine too, actually. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, nice. I don't know what I'm predicting. So we talked about this earlier. We're not going to do predictions because we're already 6 months in.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's kind of moot.
That's a little silly.
Or Joey Tribbiani, it's moo.
You remember Joey, our listener from Singapore?
Oh, yeah. I follow him. We follow each other on Instagram. He has some great photography. I like his stuff all the time.
Yeah,
Twitter.
Last Lights.
Yeah. He's fantastic. Yeah.
Hey, really Joey. Hey, Joey. If you're listening to this show, we love and miss you. And thanks for supporting us over the years.
Right on. Yeah. So that was 2021. Kind of a...
What a year.
What a year. I remember it like it was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And, all right. It's time for this one here.
It's time for the personal question.
All right. So I have one ready for you, but you kind of answered it earlier. I was like, ooh, you're touching a bit of what you're saying there. I'll ask it again. You can kind of go into it. Okay, go deeper if you need to. Did you ever see yourself coming back to client work?
Wow.
Right? Wow. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. It is a little bit. I wouldn't say it was like exactly the plan, but I think we're in a privileged position, and it's amazing to appreciate this, that, you know, when things... I mean, we have skills that are in demand. Mm-hmm. And this whole website thing, you know, like, I've made a joke over years of mocking it and disparaging those who build websites for clients and moaning what a drudgery it can be. But that's a little unfair because it is actually a very in-demand service. A lot of people need it, and it's a highly marketable skill. And I think that we are blessed and fortunate that we can always fall back on this. And I've appreciated this over the years, actually. There's been a number of occasions where, like, wow, unforeseen expenses, or we're talking about our budget. My wife and I are talking about our budget or our financial plans or something. And anytime we're coming to a conclusion that, like, we would like to have more, I always know that, you know, if I wanted to, I could make more.
Right.
I could make more. I could moonlight and build some websites easily. And or if something didn't work out, like I, you know, last year the job thing didn't, the company got acquired and I didn't know that that was going to happen. And I found myself in a different situation and then suddenly out of a job. And it was a reminder that even though seeing things feel very secure, it, nothing is certain. And I think I needed a little bit of a reminder that like these things are not permanent. And even if it's going great, you can't count on this stuff and you have to have, you know, it's just a reminder. We have to have savings in the bank and we have to have fallback plans and we have to be careful with our finances and mindful of our career and also proactive about building a career for our future.
Well, I mean, and had you not gone to the client stuff, would you, were you considering dancing again?
Not really. Actually, the market's kind of changed and so has my body.
Okay. Just checking. Just checking. Well played.
Yeah. I'm not as limber as I used to be.
Right. I know.
So, yeah, client work, it's funny that it's just always there and it's always available so easily. At least that's been my experience. Anytime I even whisper that, like, I might have a little bit of spare time, you know, like, there's a lineup of people who are like, oh, I could, you could do this for me.
Right.
I know somebody. And so that happened again this time. And it actually, things worked out quite well.
Right.
Where I'm expressing, you know, to a handful of people like, oh, you know, like I'm looking for something new, got a little time.
I mean,
and they're like, hey,
I will need some help. I will tell you though, from my side of it, being a friend of yours, when you, those jobs that didn't work out and I mentioned it to you, you're like, no, you were pretty adamant early on in your hunt for a new position that you weren't going to do that. But then I think the reality is sometimes you have to make sacrifices.
And yeah, no, I'd be lying if I told you like this was the plan.
Right. No, yeah. But and it's not the long-term plan. You don't want to do this longer than you have to.
No, I'm not really in a season of life where I want to be self-employed. Yeah. You know, I think I'm naturally kind of entrepreneurial, but
right.
I think at this period of my life, I'd like to do that. I'd like to express that within a company,
right.
Within a team,
right.
as a part of a company. Mm-hmm. Maybe later in life, I'll be less risk averse and more entrepreneurial and maybe able to do those sorts of things. But right now I want a full-time job and some security, but I can pay the bills right now by doing a little freelance work. And and it's actually been interesting. I got to be honest with you, Adam. I've been a little bit surprised that I've taken on a few WordPress projects that just fell into my lap. And, you know, I got a multi-site project and some like theme development and a couple that are very consulting oriented and a migration project. And it's been several years since I was doing this. That's not a ton of time, but in the web, that's a lot of time.
Right.
Everything changes.
Right.
So there are, all the products look different and there are a lot of new products that weren't available when I was doing this full time.
Like Kubrick is no longer a thing.
Can you believe it?
Right.
I mean, I thought
19 years,
I thought it was going to last forever. I thought it would just endure. There have actually been times where I've been quite impressed. And, you know, the world of WordPress has been, you know, it's been kind of a wild west where a lot of people have made a lot of things, just throwing stuff out there, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, if this works, you know, we'll kind of take it a little farther. You know, making some plugins, making some themes. There's just been lots and lots of stuff that... I don't know. I don't want to come too hard on the ecosystem, but there's not been a whole lot at the top. There's not been a lot of stuff that's like really high quality. You know, if you're really like expanding your view to the whole world of software, when you take a look at what's gone on in WordPress, a lot of it has been not super great. Especially from like you know, user experience perspective, or performance or security perspective, there's just a lot. I mean, there's so much that is made by well-intentioned people who are not seasoned, experienced, veteran software engineers, but maybe young, inexperienced, first-time developers taking a stab at it, figuring out what works and what happens, And so this is just a long way to kind of like take a jab at all the stuff in WordPress. But coming back to the present, I've been using a lot of different tools lately, and I have genuinely been impressed.
Like Dreamweaver?
Oh, man. I've been installing a variety of different plugins and using some SaaS apps that integrate mm-hmm. with some WordPress tools. And a handful of them, I've just been kind of blown away with the experience. Like, checking myself, this is WordPress?
Oh, wow.
This is a WordPress plugin doing this right now? Like, wow, this is... a handful of them, I remember their roots.
Yeah.
I remember how humble and simple they were years ago, and now they are very advanced pieces of software.
Yeah.
They're very usable that I feel See, like,
and
I, wow.
I'm on the flip side. I'm over it. I'm you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, just because it's
well, you know. I mean, I'm not,
yeah.
The point I'm making, I wanted to try and say something positive.
That's good.
Like
the sandwich.
I've come back into this landscape and I discover, hey, you know what? There's actually some really good stuff here.
Nice.
There are some plugins. I mean, there's over 50,000 just on the WordPress directory, or I don't even know how many. At least 50,000.
Yeah.
I'm not just making a statement about the whole ecosystem. And I am saying there is stuff that exists now in WordPress that is really good. There are some builder tools. There are some migration tools, some backup tools, some security tools, some e-commerce tools. There are some which are quite good.
Right.
I genuinely believe that they have matured to be like viable on the bigger market.
It's ironic you say that because just a week ago, there was a bunch of articles out about market share in WordPress dropping by 0.25% or point, whatever it was.
Right. Yeah. There was a big hullabaloo about that.
Yeah. I'm like, that was the drama. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to expand and contract. It can't, it's inevitable that that's going to happen. We're coming up to 19 years. You know, actually the week that this comes out, this podcast, will be the 19th year of WordPress.
19.
Yeah.
Jeez, the frickin' wheeze.
Right?
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is. So, cool. Well, it's good to have you back in the client side. Welcome.
It's temporary, but yeah. I'm having kind of a fun time.
Yeah.
I, by chance, landed with a few projects that are actually kind of interesting. I like the complex user experience, consulting, strategy kind mm-hmm. of discussions, and multi-site has always been close to my, near and dear to my heart.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. It's been okay.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Short term, but okay.
Awesome. What's the question you got for me? I'm always afraid of these.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if this, how I can get this out. But I've spent a lot of time lately watching Marvel movies.
Okay.
Maybe there's multiple questions here, but the MCU has been like really going all in on this multiverse concept. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. Did you watch any of these? Did you watch like Endgame?
I've seen them all.
Loki?
I've seen them all.
The new Doctor Strange? Have you seen that?
Except that one.
Okay. We went to the theaters right. to see it.
Haven't seen that yet, but I've seen all the other movies except for, I've seen Loki. I've seen one episode on, the show that they did.
Yeah.
I saw one or two episodes of that. But otherwise, okay. I've seen all the movies multiple
Did you
times.
See the Into the Spider-Verse one?
The animated?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see that? No. I didn't see that one.
Did you see the latest Spider-Man
yes.
movie? Okay. Okay, so you kind of get
oh, the yeah.
idea of the multiverse.
Absolutely.
These alternate mm-hmm. timeline
right.
dimensions.
Sure.
I wonder if there are, like, occasions in your life that you look back on and kind of think of as maybe a branch point.
Absolutely. All yeah. the time.
Do you really? Do you actually like think about that?
Yes.
Like, I wonder what life would be like.
Had Absolutely.
We, instead of Carrie, we had moved to friggin', I don't remember what your other options were. Instead of this career path.
I can give you a handful of examples.
Okay. What's a couple like really stand out and like go into detail on what you envision in this alternate reality? Like if someone could bridge the gap between these dimensions and you met your alternate self, what would that life look like?
Okay. Number one, right after college, I wanted to do so many things in my life. I didn't know what to do first. So I decided I wanted to leave the country, meaning I was going to go teach English in Japan for a year. You know, I applied. San Diego State and the city of San Diego had a sister city relationship with Yokohama. I applied, like 25 people applied. 10 of us got interviews, and then it took the top two. And then they rank you, as the Japanese do. They judge you oh, to
man.
Your face.
Oh, man.
And they say, you're number three. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, but I wonder, like, had I done that.
You were very close.
Right.
Wow.
But had I gone to Japan for the year, mm-hmm. I probably would have never met my future wife.
True.
Ellen being my future wife. I mean, it'd be a different wife.
Yes.
And my kids would potentially be a lot shorter. If I met a different woman in Japan. Right? I mean, so there's that. That's one that comes to mind right off the bat. The other one is...
When you go really far back in your life, it becomes pretty hard to predict the whole chain of events.
Of course. The butterfly effect.
Yeah.
The other one that came to mind right away was when I got laid off from a job after we moved back from Colorado to California. I was there for 9 months. I was the host of a web show, and I wrote and produced and edited video and product reviews, yada, yada. And they pulled the plug after 9 months.
Okay.
And it was unfortunate. It was terrible from a perspective of money, potential marriage, all the things were bad that came from that originally. Two different branches here. Branch one, well, actually three. One, we stayed in LA. I was kind of stuck. And in hindsight, we probably should have moved back to Colorado like right after that school year was out, but we didn't.
Mm.
Life would have been much different that way if we, you know. But sure. So that would be one way, one option as far as, or one deviation by moving back to Colorado to save money, just a different lifestyle. We ended up staying in LA. That led us to where we are now. And that led us to where we are now. Had I moved back to Colorado, I wouldn't be in WordPress.
Wow.
Right. I mean, think about it, because I've thought about this a lot. I got into WordPress because I had to rebuild a website for my photography business.
Yeah.
And I dated Joomla back before, and I was like, I'll use WordPress. And I found a photography site and a theme. It was Thesis themes originally. And I hated how they marketed to me. Okay. So I went to Headway, all that stuff. I've talked about this on stage before.
Oh man.
Right. So again, those branches. And then as far as had we moved instead of to North Carolina, from California, we looked at Franklin, Tennessee, back to Colorado, Costa Rica, there's two others, Ann Arbor, Michigan was an option.
Right, right.
And there was one more, I forgot what it was, top of my head. But this North Carolina worked.
Yeah.
Based on the criteria. Any one of those could have changed everything. Right. So.
Your life is like, I don't know. You seem quite invested in a lot of what's going on in your life in Cary.
Yeah.
With your F3 workouts and the runs that you do. And
I mean, at the moment we're sticking around. We just signed another lease for another year.
You have a dog.
I have a dog.
All that
for now. I do think about those things a lot.
Why do you think about them? Do you think about them in your frustrated moments or just reflecting?
So I wrote a piece about this once when I was doing some journaling, and it's in a one act I end up writing. The one act is called Me, Myself, and I, before the movie even came out, Me, Myself, and Irene came out, whatever. Yeah. And there's a line in there that one of the characters says, cause I made it into a one act. And the line is, I might get the line wrong, but something to the effect of, I think about the past a lot, but I do nothing about it.
Okay. Well,
and I think for me, it's always like what if, it's a comment. I'm trying to get over it. I think it's not the best thing. It's the what ifs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is much deeper than I thought.
What if is another Marvel show? Did you watch that?
What if?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There was a TV series called What If, animated series.
Oh, how long ago?
It came out right after Loki.
Oh,
last summer.
That I don't know about that one.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't know. No.
It further expands on this timeline. Like,
interesting.
All these alternate.
Yeah.
Every episode is like a what if instead of Steve Rogers, it was Sharon Carter who got the serum.
Wow.
And stuff like that.
Is it on Paramount or something? I don't have
Disney Plus.
I don't have it. That's why I didn't see it probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My son had it for a bit on our TV, on our Apple TV, but I think it expired or something. So, anyway, I do think about that. It's a good question. I do think about those options, those alternative paths that could have been taken that weren't.
It's interesting that you're trying to do it less. Think about it less.
I am trying to think about it less. I'm trying to live in the moment, appreciate what I have, and practice gratitude.
That seems a little more of the Buddhist thing.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, on this podcast right now, I mean, I sent you a message a couple weeks ago. I had a rough, about three or four weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mental health wise. Yeah. So I'm working through that, It's interesting. I think part of me is part of my place in life where I'm at. My dad's getting older. My mom's older. My daughter's about to finish college in a year. All those things. It's just, again, place in life, mm-hmm. So, and experiences. So that kind of thing.
Right.
Wow. Deep.
That's the point.
That's the personal point. Question.
Yep.
I don't like this game. All right. Well, with that, anyway, I think I might wrap it up here before I lose my mind.
Fine.
No.
Fine.
It was a good question. No, it's ironic that. Did you know I was going to say yes? Did I think about this? What was your thought?
You know, we've been doing this show for a long time, and I feel like I've asked you some questions that were like not too far off, things about like regrets or,
yeah.
or moments in life that you think about again. But, you know, I thought maybe we could revisit some of them in a slightly different context.
Yeah, I mean, short answer, yes. I am a contemplative person. I think about the past a lot. And I often remember more than most people. Good or bad, it's just a fact.
Okay.
You know, so on that note, I want to remind people, thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com. We're back. We are back. We're back. Every 6 months at least. Yeah. Use the SpeakPipe function on the website if you want to go that route. You can find us each online, Twitter primarily, at @_options. I'm over at Hey Adam Sover. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. We're on SoundCloud still, I believe. And that's it. So say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Wow. That was quite obnoxious. 100%. Dear listener, are you still there? Do you think that anyone's listening still?
No.
They might still be there.
Come on, they've skipped to the next episode. They're listening to Lore or Radiolab or something.
Interesting. So which is your favorite kid?